The day after Iraq's historic elections last month, three American Marines were killed. One of them was Lance Corporal Jason Redifer, a 19-year-old from Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. Redifer brought a strong work ethic to the Marines. He was a farm boy who worked his way through private school, mucking out turkey manure from barns, milking cows, and baling hay. Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Jason Redifer was buried at Arlington National Cemetery a little more than a week after he was killed while on a mission south of Baghdad.
Today was a hard day.
Take it one day at a time, like Gene says, one foot in front of the other.
The day after Jason's funeral, his mother, Rhonda Winfield, sat in the living room of her farmhouse, surrounded by flowers and cards, and comforted by friends who dropped by or called. Winfield says during their last phone call, she and her son talked about how he was only 9 days away from leaving Iraq. They made plans for a welcome home party and agreed to take it one day at a time.
He sounded to me like he had been through a lot, and he expected a lot more to come. And he wanted me to know that he was okay, and he was going to call me just as soon as he could when he got back from the mission.
About 2 hours later, Jason was killed when his Humvee hit an improvised explosive device. He didn't have to go on that mission, his mother said. He'd pulled extra duty and was supposed to rest, but Jason wouldn't let his unit leave without him. Connie Davis, the nurse at the Stuart Hall School, which Jason attended, says that's in keeping with his work ethic. Jason's parents couldn't afford the private school's tuition, so the tall, lanky farm kid worked to raise the $1,500 a year he needed.
Because he worked three jobs to stay in school, plus did his homework, he was up at 5 o'clock every morning. So he would come in lots of times very tired or, you know, sick, and he'd rest on the couch in the health center in between breaks and between classes, and then I'd tap him and wake him up to go to the next class if he'd fallen asleep. And so he would always say, Miss Davis, please, you worry way too much about me. I'll just be fine. Please don't worry, you know.
But Davis had been worrying about Jason since her first glimpse of him when he was touring the school as a prospective student.
I saw this young guy sitting in the hall, and I thought, that is the cutest thing I have ever seen. And he had the biggest dimples, the biggest smile, and the biggest cowboy belt buckle on I had ever seen. So I thought, well, okay, if he gets accepted, what is he getting himself into with all of these girls around here? And what in the world are we getting ourselves in for with this cowboy?
Jason did cultivate a cowboy image. He wore cowboy boots under the khakis he was required to wear at school. But the cowboy was determined to transform himself into a Marine. Jason had a gift. He was a very good shot. The Marines made him a sharpshooter. Jason's mother says he wished he could have done anything else, but that's where his talent lay.
And he said, it's really hard when you have to fire an enemy. It's really hard when you have to see their eyes while you do it through a scope. I do not think he could have slept at nights. He couldn't sleep there. I don't think he would have ever learned how to hear. And so, if our Jason had to try to live his days with that, I know by far he is better off.
Winfield says now Jason is free of the demons that haunted him in Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer.